خاتمة الإيمان بالبعث. Conclusion, yeah, sort of, for the book. إيمان in the resurrection. And this occurs on page 277 of the Lebanese print, page 215 of the Egyptian print. So with the continuation of the speech of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, that he said, وَالنَّاسُ إِذَا مَاتُوا يُبْعَثُونَ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. الآية من سورة طه. He's saying, and after they have died, the people will be resurrected. And the proof is his saying, and he quotes the ayah from Surah Taha, the 20th surah, ayah 55, with the explanation, from the earth we created you, O mankind, and to it we shall return you after death, and from it we shall raise you to life again. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, he moved on to another fundamental principle, which is Iman, true faith, in al-Ba'ath, in the resurrection. Meaning that death alone is not what is wanted. We know, and everyone knows, even the disbelievers and the atheists and the evil heretics, all of them know that death will certainly occur. No one denies death because it is something which is experienced. However, the important matter is the resurrection after death. This is the point of disagreement between the believers and the disbelievers. The resurrection after death. And it is the Ba'ath, it is the restoration of the bodies which have rotted away and become decayed bones and dust and have separated in the earth, that they will be restored and rebuilt just as they were before. Because the one who is able to create them in the first place is able to bring them back again. He is able to restore them. May Allah the Most High. He created them in the first place. So He is no doubt able to restore them, to bring them back after they have crumbled away. Then the souls will be blown into them. Then they will move and proceed from the graves to the mahshar, to the gathering place. Because of his saying, He the Most High, يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُوفِدُونَ. Surah Al-Ma'arij, 70th Surah, Ayah 43, with the explanation, on the day when they will come out from the graves, they will be as if they are racing to a finishing post. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and He the Most High said, يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ مُحْتِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ. Surah Al-Qamar, the 54th Surah, Ayahs 7-8, with the explanation, they will come forth from the graves as if they are scattered locusts, rushing towards the caller. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, no one will stay back. So this, the resurrection, there is no doubt in it. And whoever denies it is a kafir, is a disbeliever in Allah the Mighty and Majestic. And iman, having true faith in the resurrection, is one of the six pillars of iman, of true faith, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi." The hadith about which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked by Jibreel alaihi salam, "What is iman? What is true faith?" So he responded, "It is that you truly believe in Allah and in His angels and in His books and in His messengers and in the last day, and that you truly believe in the pre-decree, the good of it and the bad of it." In a footnote they mention this is preceded, of course it's part of the famous hadith of Jibreel reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith where Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asked about and responds to, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan, what are the signs of the hour. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, "So whoever does not have Iman in, or whoever does not truly believe in the resurrection and in the last day, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever in Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Even if he bears witness, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, wa anna Muhammadan, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Even if, and even if he prays and fasts and performs Hajj and gives the actions of good, actions of obedience, if he denies the resurrection or doubts about it, then he will be a kafir, a disbeliever in Allah, the Mighty and Majestic." A person denies the resurrection, says he doesn't believe, "I don't believe it." A person says, "I don't believe in the resurrection." Well, he says, "I don't know, it might be, might not." And he's a kafir, a disbeliever. If he disbelieves in it, rejects it, or doubts about it, he'll be a disbeliever. Then the Shaykh said, "And the proofs for the resurrection are many." And then the Shaykh goes on to mention quite a number of them, the evidences from the Quran for the resurrection. So he says, "The proofs for the resurrection are many. From them is his saying, he the Most High, Minha khalaqnakum." The ayah of the text from Surah Taha, 20th Surah, ayah 55, the explanation, "From it, from the earth, we created you." Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning from the earth. When he created Adam alayhi salam, the father of mankind. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, the continuation of the ayah with the explanation, "And to it we shall return you." Shaykh said, meaning we shall, the saint rather, he said, meaning after death, in the graves. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, with the explanation, "And from it we shall bring you out again." Shaykh Fawzan said, "This is the resurrection." So this ayah includes the beginning and the final return. In the beginning that man was created from the earth, then when he dies he will be returned to it, and then in the end he will be taken out from it for the resurrection. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. The same ayah with the explanation, from it we created you, and to it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you out another time. Then there comes the continuation of the main text. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. Surah Nuh, 71st Surah, ayahs 17 to 18. And his saying, he the Most High, two ayahs with the explanation. "And Allah created you from the dust of the earth. Then He will cause you to return to being dust within the earth. Then He will bring you forth and restore you." Shaykh Fawzan said in explanation, "Wallahu anbatakum min al-ard." The ayah with the explanation, Allah created you from the earth. Allah caused you to spring, to sprout. He created you from the earth. Shaykh said, when he created Adam alayhi salam from it, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا, with the explanation, then he will return you to it. The Shaykh said, meaning through death and the graves. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا, part of the ayah with the explanation, and he will bring you out from it. The Shaykh said, this is the ba'ath, this is the resurrection. They will come out from the graves and they will proceed to the mahshar, to the gathering place. He the Most High said, قَالَ فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ, Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th Surah, Ayah 25. The explanation, he said, upon the earth you will live, and upon it you will die, and from it you will be brought out. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning, you will live upon its surface, and you will die upon it, and you will come out from it for the resurrection, on the day of resurrection. These are proofs from the Qur'an for the resurrection. Then he said, mean direct textual proofs from the Qur'an clearly stating the resurrection. Then he said, there is also to be found a dalilun aqli, an intellectual proof from the Qur'an itself. So here Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned intellectual proof, but it's an intellectual proof which is mentioned actually in the Qur'an. He said, so there is also to be found an intellectual proof from the Qur'an itself, and it is that the one who is able to bring the creation about initially is able to restore the creation even more so. I mean, the one who is able to create initially, when there was no creation and he created in the start, in the beginning, he created, he is able to do that, then even more so will he be able to restore the creation to life later on. And he mentions the ayah proving that. He said, he the Most High said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, Surah Al-Rum, the 30th Surah, Ayah 27, with the explanation, and he, Allah, is the one who created the creation to begin with. Then he restores it. And that is even easier for him. And for him is the highest description in the heavens and the earth. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Shaykh Fawzan said, the one who was able to bring the people into existence from non-existence is able to restore them after death. Even more so. This is a dalil, a proof which is sam'i, aqli, proof which is textual and intellectual. I mean, an intellectual proof that is mentioned in the text. I mean, that Allah the Most High, He was fully able to create the creation from nothing when they did not exist, to bring them into existence, and even more so after they've existed and crumbled away, to restore them to life. Even more, that is even easier for Him. And the Shaykh said, and from the proofs for the resurrection is that which occurs to the earth with regard to its being brought to life with plants. So you can see the earth being dead, having no plants upon it, being barren, desert ground, a barren area, nothing growing there. Then Allah, the Perfect and Most High, He sends down rain upon it. Then He causes plants to grow, which were dead stubble previously. So likewise the bodies which are within the earth, they were stored within the earth, and Allah will send down rain upon them, and then the bodies will grow and become complete, and then the souls will be breathed into them. So indeed you see the earth, how it can be dry and arid, but then it comes to life with that which grows from it, from plants. Allah the Majestic and Most High, He is the one who gives life to the earth, after its death. Then the Shaykh quotes the ayah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِئَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Surah Fussilat, the 41st Surah, Ayah 39, with the explanation, and from his signs is that you see the earth barren, dry and barren. Then when we send down water upon it, it rises and stirs to life with vegetation. The one who gives life to it will certainly give life to the dead. Indeed, he has full ability over everything. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the one who has ability over giving life to the earth after its death is able to give life to the bodies after their death. Because both are cases of coming to life after death. Then Shaykh Fawzan moves on to another evidence, he said, and from the evidences for the resurrection is that if there were no resurrection, if there were to be no resurrection, then that would necessitate that the creation of mankind was abath, meaningless, futile. Because they all live, all the people live, the obedient, dutiful believer in Allah and His Messenger lives. And the disbeliever, the atheist, the evil heretic, the wicked tyrant, the arrogant one, and the sinner lives. All of them live, and then they die. Without this believer receiving anything from reward, I mean, if there were no resurrection, this would be the case, that all of them live on this life, then they die. And then what? He said, without this believer receiving anything from reward, or without this disbeliever, and this evil heretic, and this atheist, and this tyrant oppressor against the people, receiving any recompense whatsoever. And that would be the case. If there's no resurrection, there's death, and that's the end. That's what would be the case. Both would be exactly the same. The believer in his Lord, and the disbeliever, the evil heretic, tyrant against the people. Death, they both live, and then they die, and that's the end. Same for both. No reward for the believer, no punishment for the disbeliever. The Sheikh said, so does this befit Allah? Would this befit Allah that He would leave the people in this manner without rewarding the people of Iman, of true faith, for their Iman, and the people who did good for their good, and the people of crimes and disbelief for their crimes and their disbelief? Would this be befitting that He would leave them like that? This does not befit the wisdom. This would not befit the wisdom of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. And therefore He said, and then Shaykh al-Fawzan proves, quotes a number of ayahs which prove this, that would not be befitting. Allah the Most High clearly tells us that this would not be befitting. So therefore He the Most High said, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. Surah Al-Najm, the 53rd Surah, Ayah 31. With the explanation, and to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. so that he will recompense those who did evil for what they did, and he will reward those who did good with the best reward of paradise. Sheikh Fawzan said, and this will not occur except on the day of resurrection. And when will this recompensing for the evildoer and for the doer of good, when will it happen? This will not occur except on the day of resurrection. And likewise, in his saying, he the perfect, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Surah Al-Jinn, Ayah 21, with the explanation, do those who commit evil deeds think that we will treat them just the same as those who believe and do righteous deeds in their life and in life and in their death? Evil is the judgment that they make. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes a further evidence. He said, and he the perfect and most high said, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Surah Sa'd, the 38th surah, Ayah 28. The explanation, shall we make those who truly believe and do righteous deeds just like those who cause corruption upon the earth? Or shall we make those who are dutiful to Allah just the same as the wicked evildoers? Shaykh said, and he, the Perfect and Most High, said, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd surah, Ayah 115, with the explanation, do you think that we created you without purpose and that you will not be returned to us? And the Shaykh said, and he the Most High said, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيَى الْمَوْتَى. The Shaykh said, these ayahs from Surah Al-Qiyamah, 75th surah, Ayahs 36 to 40, with the explanation, does man think that he will be left without having duties placed upon him? Was he not a drop of sperm emitted? Then he was a clot of blood, and Allah created him and fully formed him, and produced from him offspring, male and female. Is the one who did that not able to give life to the dead? The Shaykh said, and he rebutted the kafir, the disbeliever, who said, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْإِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. His ayahs that the Shaykh will mention from Surah Yasin, Ayahs 78 to 80, the first of them, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْإِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, saying of Allah the Most High, quoting what the disbeliever says, that who can give life to bones when they have decayed away? Who can give life to the bones when they have decayed away? He said, Allah the Most High rebutted that disbeliever by saying, قُلْ يُحْيِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. The remaining the ayahs from Surah Yasin, as we said, 36th surah, Ayah 78 to 80, with the explanation, say to him, say, he who gave, he who created him, and he has full knowledge of every created thing. He who produces fire for you from the green tree, then you use it to light your own fires. Shaykh Fawzan said, well, that he, with the explanation, he will give say he will give life to them, to those bones. He will give life to them, the one who produced them to begin with. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the one who is able to create, or the one who is able to bring out fire, which burns from a fresh green tree, he is able, is he not able to give life to the dead? In a fresh green tree, fresh, water, moist, the one who is able to bring out fire from the tree, is he not able to give life to the dead? Then the Shaykh said, and from the evidences for the resurrection, is using as proof the creation of the heavens and the earth. So the one who created these tremendously huge and awesome created things, the heavens and the earth, he is fully able to restore man to life. Because the one who is able to do something tremendous will be even more so able to do something which is less. The Shaykh quotes the ayah. He said, he, the Most High, said, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Surah Yasin, the 36th Surah, Ayah 81. With the explanation, is the one who created the heavens and the earth not able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed. And he is the all-knowing creator who creates again and again. And Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and he, the Most High, said, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Surah Ghafir, the 40th Surah, Ayah 57. With the explanation, the creation of the heavens and the earth is greater than the creation of mankind. However, most of mankind do not know. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan finished with a paragraph saying, so these are the evidences for the resurrection, which confirm that Allah, the Perfect and Most High, will resurrect those who are in the graves, and that he will recompense every doer of deeds in accordance with his deeds. If good, then with good, and if evil, then with evil. So let the disbeliever disbelieve, and let the wicked person, and the evil heretic, and the apostate be upon evil, because in front of him there lies the resurrection and the rising from death and the recompensing and the reckoning. As for the mu'min, as for the believer, the dutiful one who worships Allah and seeks to draw closer to Allah, then his deeds will never be lost. For there is an appointment where Allah will recompense him for his deeds and will give him multiplied reward and will give him things that he did not think of or expect.